Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
We've got the moist line still taking entries. If you've got something that makes you angry, crazy, you want to vent, 877-MOIST-86. You leave a message and we record them and we play back some of them on Friday, 877-MOIST-86 or 877-664-7886. You could also use the talkback feature on the iHeartRadio app. Right before the news, we played you a clip of the Vista Mayor, John Franklin. He went to Sacramento to talk before the Assembly Public Safety Committee. Actually, it was the Senate Public Safety Committee, excuse me. And he explained what it's like for children have to go to school when there's homeless encampments in the way. And how scary and disgusting it is, how threatening the homeless people are, all the vulgar things they say, the feces that they smear on the doors of the school. And, of course, this was a very simple bill. You couldn't camp yourself within 500 feet of a school or a park. All right? So no camping, no sleeping, no nothing. 500 feet. They voted it down. They voted it down 3-1. Very mild bill. You get 72 hours notice, and you'd be given a list of places you could go and get help. And then if you still didn't want to leave, you could get a misdemeanor or an infraction offense. You know what they would do. They'd give you the equivalent of a parking ticket. Now, this is the minimum that a normal society, a normal community should do for children, is get all the weird drug addicted mental patient vagrants out of the way so they could get into class. But that's not what the Senate Public Safety Committee wanted to do. Let's talk to the mayor of Vista, John Franklin. John, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
I was really struck by, we played the clip yesterday and I didn't even know it was coming. I was really struck by the comments that you read from some of the parents, and you got absolutely nowhere with that Senate Public Safety Committee. Talk about your experience.
Well, they acted like they hadn't heard a word of it. They didn't care that I read comments from parents and teachers and kindergartners who said that they felt unsafe because people were urinating and defecating right in front of them, that they were shouting obscenities and vulgarities, that they were disrobed and naked in public, and just generally menacing the students. One of the school employees said that she has to clean poop off of the doorstep of the school every day. And then recently she came to work to find somebody had smeared their feces all over the front door. This is what we're asking our schools, our teachers, our young kids to put up with. And when we heard Senator Nancy Skinner from Berkeley and Senator Aisha Wahab, the committee chair from Oakland, they completely ignored the plight of the students and the parents and what they're going through. And instead, in the words of Senator Skinner, we were, quote, trying to make homeless people invisible. We're not trying to make them invisible. We're trying to do something for them, which is called house them. We want to give them a place to live. In my city, we have a beautiful shelter facility. And to clarify, this bill required that shelter is available. And as you said, it has to be available and offered as an alternative. So, you know, this is the simplest of ideas. We have a beautiful bed for you to go sleep in tonight, a hot meal and a warm shower, and somebody who will help you navigate your way into getting permanently rehoused. Of course, they say no because of their drug addiction, but that was ignored also. But so even when we've offered all of that and we're trying to get somebody off of the steps of an elementary school, these senators absolutely rejected it. In fact, the comments from Senator Wahab, the chair, seemed, in my opinion, to implicate that the city somehow were responsible for creating these homeless. They directly attack cities for not allowing or creating more housing, rejecting the reality that it is the state of California with the CEQA requirements, with the VMT requirements. You know, in the unincorporated part of San Diego County, we have last year built 57 new single-family homes. That is not the city's doing that. We are not able to build in the unincorporated areas because the state of California is cramming high-rise vertical density like the people that are in downtown Los Angeles enjoy. But you know, the people that live in Vista, they chose a semi-rural, bucolic, suburban environment for a reason, because that's where their American dream existed. And my job as mayor is to protect that. And so I was extremely disappointed that they just ignored the pleas of kids altogether.
It just seems like you were speaking to insane people. Nobody sane in my entire life would ever side with the people who are doing the defecating and the urinating and the disrobing and all the vulgar behavior against kids. Nobody in your whole life, did you ever imagine you'd have adults in any capacity, let alone on a Senate Public Safety Committee, talk and act like this?
It is beyond imagination. Senator Wahab said about the children, the only time that she referenced the kids, she said that we need to, quote, talk to our kids about the need for the whole community. In other words, and she said, and that it's not just for rich people. In other words, that we should learn to put up with people. You know, the worst part of this whole thing is Skinner and Wahab, they talked repeatedly about affordability. But let me tell you, I've been rolling my sleeves up on this homelessness issue for about the last 7 years. And I'm going to be honest with you, no brag. I think I've learned as much as any public leader could learn about this, oftentimes by visiting with people living directly on the streets. There are two major categories of people suffering from homelessness. One is a category of people who want help, and they will take the help we're offering. Those people are very easy to help. We say, show up here, come with us, work this program. They do it, and we get them rehoused very quickly. We have wonderful programs in our city that help people with that. But then we have this group, they call them shelter resistant. People that we have 12 outreach workers on our streets. They're offering these people. We have approached some people as many as 20 times, and we had a 94% decline rate. Only 6% of the time do the people living outdoors unsheltered say, yes, I will go with you to the shelter. And that's the problem. We need better tools. And this bill was a modest tool that would have given us better power to get people off the streets who are severely mentally ill or drug addicted, and they need help whether they're well enough to know they need help or not.
And that's why they turned down all offers of help, because they're mentally ill or they're drug addicted. I've heard Gavin Newsom even say that he just doesn't believe that those kinds of people exist. A couple of years ago, he was asked by a reporter. He just rejected the entire concept of people who habitually turn down help. But they do turn down help, and there's a good reason. They're out of their minds.
They obviously have not spent the time that I have visiting with people on the street, but more important, visiting with the parents of adult children. I met last week parents whose children died on the street of their drug addiction. And, you know, they looked at me and they said, society, the government, the state, the city couldn't or wouldn't do anything to help us. And so our 24-year-old son is dead now. He died in January. And we have parents like this. And, you know, I know it's really hard, but I want all the parents who are listening, because there are a lot of them out there whose children are homeless. Whenever I go in a room of 40 people, I say, you know, I know somebody here, their child is homeless. And somebody always comes up to me afterwards and says, I'm the one. My child is living on the street. Those parents need to speak up for their kids. And we need to speak up for their kids. We need to get these people the help that they need. We need to get them into, you know, involuntary treatment for addiction. And, you know, we used to do this when an addict's behavior was criminal. We would get them in front of a judge, not so that we could jail them or criminalize the homeless, but so that we could finally use the criminal justice system to get them to the rehabilitation or mental health help that they needed. By taking away all of the misdemeanor crimes, by diminishing our access to our county jails, by taking away cash bail, you know, by letting 80,000 people out of the state penitentiary, all of the things that have been done have removed our ability to use the criminal justice system, not to criminalize, not to punish, but to help, to alter, to intervene in the lives of people who were in absolute crisis. And many of those who had those interventions happen because of a court of law, they will tell you, I would be dead today, I am sure, had the judge not given me the opportunity to get well again.
That's what Prop 47 did. It took away the leverage that prosecutors and judges had to say, you can either go get treatment for your drug addiction, or you can go to jail. Now they get neither. They don't get jail, and they don't get drug addiction, and they're left to die in the streets.
Well, we were sold a bill of goods in the state of California, and they've been trying to peddle it nationally, that something has been wrong, terribly wrong with the criminal justice system. It's all against this group or against that group. It's not really meant to help people. Look, the reality is, for the last 3,000 years, we've been using jails and prisons to take those people who represent a real, clear and present danger to the rest of us law-abiding citizens, and number one, keep them away from us. Number two, to use the general deterrence. We need to be talking as public leaders about what general deterrence means. I need to see somebody punished for the crime of shoplifting or illegal defecation in public so that I know that if I do that crime, I might be punished too. A little bit of criminal enforcement goes a long way to advance the general deterrence theory, and it works. It stops people from committing these crimes. We have got to become a state and a country of law and order again. The experiment of dismantling our criminal justice system in the state of California has got to come to an end.
Well said, John. John Franklin, Mayor of Vista, thank you for coming on with us.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Guy is just loaded with common sense. It's obvious, isn't it? Why are we still debating this after all these years? Well, there's no other direction to go in but to go back to the way that we used to conduct our society. More coming up.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We were just talking with John Franklin, the mayor of Vista. He had unsuccessfully petitioned the Senate Public Safety Committee to pass a law that would move homeless encampments at least 500 feet away from a school or a park. And they wouldn't do it. They voted 3-1 against it. And the most outspoken members were these weird, weird people. Nancy Skinner, she's a state senator. She's been in politics for 40 years out of Berkeley. Aisha Wahab from Hayward. And they seem to be offended over this idea that we don't want to expose children to mental patients and vagrants, drug addicts, sex molesters. They shout out rude, obscene things to the kids. They threaten them. They take off their pants. They defecate. They're picking up poop off the school steps every day. And Nancy Skinner and Aisha Wahab, the state senators, don't want to stop this. They're just asking to force them to move 500 feet. You can't even get 500 feet out of Nancy Skinner and Aisha Wahab. And the Democrats in Sacramento, and these are the moderate Democrats who allow this, put the most extreme nut jobs in charge of these committees and create a block. They create a majority on these committees to block anything that a reasonable person would do. And I've got another one here. And it also involves Nancy Skinner. I'm starting to think that some of these state senators, based on their voting patterns, I don't know. Are they secret perverts? Because when you hear this, you're just not going to believe it. Do you remember a year ago, sometime last year, there was Shannon Grove. She was a state senator. She's a state senator from Bakersfield. And she had a bill which would... she had a bill at the time that would make sex trafficking a felony. It used to be a felony. And then somehow with Prop 57, it wasn't a felony anymore. Well, Shannon Grove wanted to make it a felony again. And the Senate was in favor unanimously of making child sex trafficking a felony. But there were members of the Assembly Public Safety Committee that said no, and they blocked the bill. For a time, there was huge public outrage, and we had a lot of our listeners involved in shouting down this legislature, and eventually Newsom jumped in, and it passed, and it got signed. Even Newsom realized he's not going to run for president if child sex trafficking was not a felony. Well, Shannon Grove has a follow-up to this. I know. Is anybody normal objecting to this? The bill states, it's Senate Bill 1414, any individual who solicits, agrees to engage in, or engages in any act of commercial sex with a minor will face felony charges. In other words, if you pay to have sex with an underage child, that's a felony, which I thought it was. Remember, this is not just having sex with an underage child. This is paying for it. Giving him or her money or giving their pimp money. You'll get prison, fines up to $25,000, mandatory registration as a sex offender. Who objects to this? Anybody? I'm going to have to continue this in the next segment. But... Who objects to this? Well, it's the same woman we were talking about over moving the homeless encampments away from the schools. It's State Senator Nancy Skinner. It's her again. What kind of a weirdo is this? So now it's the Senate Public Safety Committee that's blocking this bill. So they don't think it's a bad thing to buy a child for sex? An underage child? Wow, that's just stunning. And what they've done is they pulled a trick. And I'll tell you what the trick is when we come back, and you'll see how it works. They are so devious, they are so weird, and I swear some of them must be perverts, secret perverts. I got to start opening some closets there because I don't understand the support for forced child sex.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Coming up after 3 o'clock, we are going to have Joel Wessel on. Joel was stuck in the middle of that Golden Gate Bridge backup yesterday. It was 5 hours worth because the pro-Hamas, pro-terrorist crowd had chained themselves together in such a way that the police could not break them apart for 5 hours. And he was stuck, and he got angry, and he got into it with some of the protesters. You know, they got to come up with a way to deal with these protesters who block traffic for hours and hours. This can't go on. And in fact, Tom Cotton, U.S. senator from Arkansas, he suggested some ways, and we're gonna play that clip as well. This is all going to happen after 3 o'clock. I want to continue with what we're talking about here, because this is really important. There is a, you know, the most of the Democrats in Sacramento are not this nuts. A few of them are, but they're given power by the ones who supposedly are not crazy. So I guess the so-called normal moderate Democrats, what is it? They actually are that crazy? And I'm talking specifically about right now, Shannon Grove is a Republican out of Bakersfield, and she's written a bill, which should be obvious. It's Senate Bill 1414, that if you solicit or agree to engage in or actually engage in any sex act, commercial sex act with a minor, it's a felony. So let's put it in English. You have sex with an underage girl or boy, that's a felony. You're an adult, they're not. And you're paying for it. You're paying for it. Okay, so you're buying sex from a child. You're giving money to the child or the child's pimp. Did you know this wasn't a felony? Does anyone disagree that it should be a felony? I'm sure there's a few of you who wish it wasn't and would never be. So Shannon Grove brings this before the Senate Public Safety Committee, and gets blocked by the same crowd. Nancy Skinner from Berkeley. And Nancy Skinner, I looked her up. She's been in public life for 40 years. Literally, 1984, she started on the Berkeley City Council. She was still in school. She's now 69 years old and has bounced around from the legislature to local politics and back. And she thinks that if you pay a child for sex, it's not a felony. I tried to find to see if she has a family or her own kids. I don't know. I just didn't get enough time. I'm trying to comprehend, not that that would really matter, who in their right mind would be against paying, being against that being a felony, paying for sex with a minor. I mean, specifically in Shannon Grove's bill, it says commercial sex with a minor. And then the penalties would be imprisonment, a fine up to $25,000, mandatory registration as a sex offender. Well, if you've paid a child for sex and you had sex, isn't that the definition of a sex offender? And so what happened is the Democrats in the Senate Public Safety Committee, they hijacked the bill. They started adding their own amendments to water it down. And one of the amendments would now, instead of it being a felony, now if you buy a child for sex, it's a wobbler. Well, that's what they do to turn felonies and misdemeanors. A wobbler means it can be charged as a misdemeanor, and a punishment could be as little as 2 days in jail or up to a $10,000 fine. Imagine having sex, paying for sex with a child, and you only get two days in jail. The felony can only be charged, and it, by the way, it's not necessarily, but it's possible if the child was 15 years or younger. But you still wouldn't go to prison. So you could get charged with a felony but not go to prison? You'd have to be previously convicted of buying a child for sex. And you have to be previously convicted on a second offense. And you'd have to be at least 10 years apart. Then you would have to register as a sex offender. They just kept laying on amendments to water this thing down. And here's what Nancy Skinner said. Selling sex has been within human cultures for millennia. It's a very difficult area of law to get into. That's what Nancy Skinner says. Oh, come on. People have been buying and selling children for sex for thousands of years. It's difficult. No, it's not difficult to get into. You set the age, and if you have sex with the kid or you for money, here's how long you go to prison. Here's how you register as a sex offender. But that's not difficult. Oh, now, come on. Everybody's got... Now, that is what a pervert would say. That is the North American Man Boy Love Association. That's their thinking. That's their defense. That's the kind of logic they come up with. In other words, oh, this is natural. You know who pushes these ideas is Scott Wiener. Same thing. And he's a weird guy. He's a state senator out of San Francisco, and he is one strange guy. He wrote a Senate bill some years back, which Newsom signed, to protect sex offenders who have sex with minors. Yeah, he actually did. What Wiener did is he had a bill that said that non-forcible sodomy, oral copulation, and sexual penetration with a minor does not require sex offender registration unless there's a 10-year gap between the minor and the other person. 10-year gap. So you could be 23 years old going after a 14-year-old, and it's cool with Scott Wiener. I can't believe most of the Democrats who are married with families and have kids agree with Scott Wiener. Maybe they do. They must. Or they wouldn't put Wiener on the committee. They wouldn't put Nancy Skinner on the committee. They wouldn't have people in leadership positions who push all this perverted, weird sex stuff. Now we're into not just a boyfriend and a girlfriend with an age differential. Now we're into actually selling the child for sex. And according to the Senate Democrats, that's okay. Ah, says Nancy Skinner. I know she's from Berkeley, right? And you judge Berkeley politicians by a different standard. But the rest of the state isn't Berkeley. Most Democratic cities are not Berkeley. So she became the gatekeeper for the whole state when it comes to sex crimes against children. More coming up.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Coming up at 3 o'clock, okay, we are going to talk with a guy who got into it with protesters on the Golden Gate Bridge. These pro-Hamas, pro-Hamas, pro-Palestine whack jobs who shut the Golden Gate Bridge down for 5 hours and had themselves chained together in an unusual way using cement. And so that's why the police weren't able to take them apart. Now, as in keeping with our theme this hour of perverse sexuality that State Senators Nancy Skinner and Scott Wiener would approve of, here is a video we're going to play. Let me set this up right. So a kid named Thomas Elliott, kind of a Weasley-looking kid, he's 21 years old. And he's at a Target in North Carolina, and he's walking down the aisle, and there's a woman near him, and he gets behind her, bends down, and puts the phone on the ground so that the phone will record up her skirt. A second woman sees this, starts recording him and challenging him on this, eventually gets caught by the cops. I'm sure Scott Wiener thinks this ought to be legalized. Certainly not a felony. But listen to this is the live video that the woman took in the aisle at Target. Play it.
Excuse me, what are you doing? No, I just saw you put that underneath her dress. Absolutely, you did.
No, ma'am, I really wasn't.
You absolutely did.
Ma'am, I really wasn't. I promise.
Then show me your phone.
Get away from me. Yes.
No, we're going to call security.
No, I really...
You absolutely did. And you were following me over in the children's section.
Because I have a sister who's pregnant. Ma'am, I really wasn't.
You've been extremely close to me this whole time. Please show me your phone.
No.
I really don't mean to.
Let's get security. Because this is absolutely wrong.
I really don't mean to.
No, you obviously did.
No, ma'am, please. I really don't
No,
mean
let's
to.
Get security.
All I was trying to
I have it on video. You are not going to get away with anything.
Ma'am, I'm really... I'm
you
not.
Can say ma'am all you want, but we will let them decide.
I really promise I wasn't trying to do anything inappropriate.
Uh-uh.
I wasn't. I really wasn't. I'm not like that.
Obviously you are. I literally have it on video.
But ma'am, I'm not. I really am not. Like, I know it might have seemed that way in like the video.
No. Okay, listen to me.
Yes, ma'am.
We're going to wait for them to get here.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Like, I was just trying to look
at
the books.
No.
I was really just trying
to look
at the books.
No. Like, you can stop.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You were so suspicious following me all around the store. I knew you were up to no good.
Everything on here?
No, I have video of him sticking his phone underneath this lady's dress as she had bent over, videotaping her. And he followed me all around the store.
Okay. So
we need to get police.
Okay, if you can go ahead and call them.
Wow. Why isn't she on the public safety committee? That's what you need on the public safety committee. Not Scott Wiener and Nancy Skinner, that woman. Now, here is the capper. Do you know what he does? He's a volunteer at an elementary school. He's 21 years old. He's a guy, and he's volunteering at an elementary school. And when he's not at a school, he's videotaping up women's skirts. I told you, any young guy who volunteers to be around little kids, not even get paid, that's a bad sign. You shouldn't be hiring. That should be a definite no hire. Oh, where else did he volunteer? What 20-year-old guy is into this kind of volunteer work? The Open Door Church in Winterville. Yeah. So now they're looking. He was charged with secret peeping. I guess that's the crime in North Carolina. Felony secret peeping. Look at that. In North Carolina, it's a felony just to have a video recorder underneath a woman's skirt. In California, you can buy a child for sex, and it's not a felony. All right, we come back. We're going to talk to Joel. Let me get his name right. Joel Wesley. And he was in that San Francisco jam-up. 5 hours, the backup of the Golden Gate Bridge, because the pro-Hamas, pro-Palestine, pro-terrorist protesters were blocking the bridge. And the police couldn't get rid of him. We'll talk about it coming up.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.